Judith Kovacs. She's a PhD, a licensed psychologist. She's part of the Coalition Partners for Parity Coalition, which testifies against autism coverage at a Senate committee hearing. Good morning, Dr. Kovacs. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Tell us a little bit about the party coalition.
Okay, the Michigan Partners for Parity Coalition is a group of almost 80 organizations that have been fighting now for almost two decades to get coverage for mental health services that would be the equivalent of physical health services. Right now, there are differences in co-pays. There are limits on the number of sessions people can have for mental health services that are very different from the services you would have if you went in for any kind of physical health problem.
Well, you have a little help in this issue, as the Lieutenant Governor, Brian Kelly, has an autistic child and has really thrown his support behind this.
Well, we are very, very supportive of having coverage for autism. But we want to end discrimination against all mental illness. And right now, the bills that the Lieutenant Governor is supporting would just provide coverage for autism and wouldn't provide equal coverage for severe depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. So we are thrilled that he sees the need to do it for one disorder, but that still continues discrimination against all of the other mental health disorders.
Dr. Kovacs, insurance companies didn't want to pay for the autistic portion of this bill. Now, when it comes to what you would like to add to it, they said it'd be too costly and expensive. How would you respond to that?
Oh, well, over the years, we have found that the costs are very minimal. In fact, the Congressional Budget Office has said that the cost now would be less than 1% increase of insurance premiums. And there are so many ways in which costs go down when people receive good mental health services, including decreased utilization of doctor visits for physical health problems. So the insurance companies now realize that the cost is very, very minimal.
Senate bills 414, 415, and 981, which would mandate improved private insurance coverage for autism spectrum disorders while leaving all other neuropsychiatric disorders behind. Why do you think that the governor proposed the $15 million for autism, but not more money and not more coverage for the disorders we just mentioned?
Well, what the governor has said is right now there is no coverage for autism, whereas in many insurance policies there is some coverage for mental illness. But that coverage is so woefully lacking. You can't treat somebody with bipolar disorder in six sessions. There needs to be adequate treatment, not just lip service for treatment, which is what many insurance policies give at this point in time. And also, much of that coverage has copays that are so high that families can't access the coverage. So even though it seems to exist on paper, it really is not adequate to treat the needs of families suffering with a mental illness in one of the family members.
Well, Senate Bill 50, introduced by Rebecca Warren from Ann Arbor, would assure equality of coverage. From your perspective, how many people could this help?
Well, we are estimating that would help over a million people in Michigan who are not currently covered by the federal mental health parity bill. And those are people whose insurance comes from an employer with fewer than 51 employees, which are exempted from the federal bill.
Do you think the Senate is hearing your plea?
We think that they're hearing it better than they've heard it in the past, but it is still our impression after the hearings yesterday that they are hearing the plea for autism only. Senator Warren's bill would, in fact, include the autism spectrum disorders and would provide coverage for everyone else. So we're kind of confused about why they don't just do that, which would give equality of treatment to everybody and end the stigma and discrimination against mental health services.
Dr. Kovach, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.